It's been a deal 26 years in the making. Hector International Airport Authority Executive Director Sean Doberstein says when he started with Hector International in 1991, he began pursuing UPS to develop a gateway operation in Fargo. That dream became reality Monday.
Well, I think having some temporary facilities available for them here on the airport led to certainly their peaked interest, if you will, here over the past few months. We knew that this hangar was going to be available. We knew that we would have space in their East Terminal building coming available, which as their executives and engineers and others worked towards trying to fit into that footprint that we had available, they decided now was the time to do it.
Doberstein says the possibility of landing a gateway in Fargo began to develop when UPS brought peak jet service to Hector in 2000. The gateway operation will employ about 70 people. Doberstein says initially, UPS will be leasing hangar space for 2 years.
The Fargo Airport Authority is moving forward with plans to expand our cargo apron operation to accommodate this relocated operation here someday. And the estimated cost of that project is just over $12.5 million.
Mark Antonenko is a UPS captain and piloted the first cargo flight out of Fargo Monday. Antonenko is a University of North Dakota graduate and resident of Grand Forks. He says the move to open a gateway in Fargo is exciting. Antonenko says it's not common to see a new gateway, let alone one so close to home.
I just came off our international domicile, and we're opening up new gateways in Europe, growing over there. But I haven't heard of too many new facilities here in the U.S. We've had a pretty stable route structure, and now having, like I said, this is, I think we just opened one up down in Florida not too long ago, and now we've got the Fargo one. So it's not an everyday event, that's for sure.
Antonenko says the UPS gateway at Hector International is a bright moment in what is otherwise a challenging time for those flying commercial aircraft.
The UPS is hiring as much as they can. We're building a new training facility down in Louisville that's set to open fairly soon. We'll have four new simulators, or room for four new simulators. I can say that our HR department does a phenomenal job of hiring pilots. It's always a pleasure meeting new crew members and flying with them. As far as how far behind, I can't answer that. I do know that the entire industry is facing the same issue.
For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.